Holy Week, Lenten study members and friends. Thank you for joining me again today on this Holy Wednesday, on the holiest week of our Lenten year. Today is another day of just reading scripture. Tomorrow there will be a short homily for Maundy Thursday. It is my sincere hope that you have and are a member of a congregation that will be having or celebrating in some way this week, whether it's Maundy Thursday or Good Friday. I will be at Candler for Maundy Thursday, and then Good Friday will be celebrated with the beautiful people of my congregation at Bethlehem. Both services will be on my podcast, and the services will be uploaded on the Bethlehem YouTube channel. It is my sincere hope, though, that if you are only listening, and there is a church that you are able to get to on one of those days, that you will consider joining in person for either the service of Word and Table on Maundy Thursday or the very meaningful service, no matter how your church chooses to celebrate Good Friday. They are always meaningful services, so I hope that you will find one of those. And of course, for Easter morning, I hope that you will hear those beautiful words of resurrection in person as well. But I also appreciate that you are here with me today, and that you are or have been listening this week. So let us come together today in a posture of worship. The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us pray. Troubled God, in every generation, you call your people to contend against the brutality of sin and betrayal. Keep us steadfast even in our fear and uncertainty, that we may follow where Jesus has led the way. Amen. We begin today in Psalm 70. Hear now the words of the psalmist. Be pleased, O God, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let those who put to shame and confusion who seek my life, let those be turned back and brought to dishonor who desire to hurt me. Let those who say, aha, aha, turn back because of their shame. Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great. But I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. And now we move to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such hostility against himself from sinners, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. And finally, today we end with a lesson from the Gospel according to John, chapter 13, verses 21 through 32. After saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore mentioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" And Jesus answered, "It is the one whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he dipped the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are going to do." No one at the table knew why he said this to him. Some thought that because Judas had the common purse, Jesus was telling him, "Buy what we need for the festival," or that he should go give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once." The word of God for us, the Lenten people of God. Thanks be to God. Please receive the benediction. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.